Blog Talk Radio.
And this is Rosemary Falls for the Third Eye. And tonight I have my very fabulous friend and psychic medium and angel communicator, Cynthia Hodges, in the studio. We're going to talk a little bit about Christmas before we take calls. So Cynthia, how are you tonight? Hello?
I'm here, everyone. Hi, Rosemary. Hi, everyone. Merry Christmas.
Okay. So you have a great Christmas quote. So we play some Christmas music. I want you to do the quote, and then we'll chat a bit, and then we'll take calls. Okay. So, read me one of the ones. So you read some great ones to me. So pick one that would be great, and we'll end the show with that.
Okay. Okay. One of them is, it says, Christmas gift suggestion: to your enemy, forgiveness; to an opponent, tolerance; to a friend, your heart; to a customer, service; to all, charity; to every child, a good example; to yourself, respect.
Yeah, I think that's true, but don't you think that in this Christmas season that people tend to forget what it's really about? We're amongst the rushing around and so-and-so's coming to our house for Christmas Day, I can't stand his wife, or, you know, all the little petty things, and all those things should just be put aside because it's Christmas Day. You're supposed to enjoy yourself. You're supposed to be good to one another. For one day in your whole life, in a whole year, we are supposed to be decent to one another. And I think some people have a hard job doing that. I really do. And I can't believe it's Christmas Eve tomorrow. I actually was all confused here, thinking Christmas Day was Saturday, and it's Christmas Eve tomorrow. So, and it's really hot there. I think it's hot where you are too, isn't it?
Oh yes, it's been very hot and humid here in Southeast Florida. So, I'm grateful I don't have to, you know, fight off the cold or anything. Well, I'm not really sure how the weather is in the rest of the world, but here it's been for December. This is kind of unseasonably warm for us, but it's okay.
Yeah, I think so too. And it's kind of, you know, the one thing I talked about yesterday, I wanted to mention this too, was Christmas Day is a full moon. Okay, it's the first full moon in, say, 38 years. And the next one on a Christmas Day doesn't occur until 2034. And so
yeah.
What happens on a full moon, I don't even know if people do rituals, but there's a certain energy that comes with new moons and full moons, you know, that has an extra zinger. So if
mm-hmm.
you're inclined on Christmas Day, you know, I want you to put in your mind and your vision and your thoughts of what you want the future to be, what you would like your new year to be, because it's always moon energy is always very strong, and full
mm-hmm.
moon energy is equally strong. And also make that shopping list of what you're not going to have anymore, or things that you don't want, or things that you don't want to be in your life anymore, things that don't work for you. You know, that's not a bad day to do it. In fact, I think I'm going to light a candle on Christmas Day and get that done. Also, I wanted to mention this because, and I might mention it a few times. So I had a customer call me today, try to book a reading, and she'd been trying for over a week, and I did not know this. Someone had tried to get into my website and change the settings, and my web guy had no knowledge of this. So it's like, you know, server something or other was not right. And he's working on it now. So if anybody does go to my website, because I give it out, and I will, when I give it out, mention that again, it won't really be done for, I'm going to say 48 hours, because it's a big rigmarole to get in and do all this. And it's probably been down for over a week, I didn't have such a persistent customer who wanted to book a reading, I would have not known. She just called me and she said, I'm trying to get on your website and pay you. And I'm like, wow. So even my web guy didn't know that. And I talked to him twice today about it. So I wanted to mention that. So what are you going to be doing Christmas Day? I know we really don't have a subject tonight. I'm going to say that. I'm going to spend Christmas Day with my son. And I'm not having turkey. I'm having chicken. I know that none of you care what I eat or what I bet you're thinking, oh, yeah, I don't give a rat's what you eat. But anyway, I'm actually doing that so that I don't have mounds of turkey left over that I'm going to have to make umpteen pies that I'm going to need to freeze. So I made a choice. I'm going to do rotisserie chicken, and it'll be just as good as everybody else. There's only the two of us, so it'll be cool. So what are you doing Christmas Day? You have animals, too. Did you buy presents for them?
Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, but they have a lot of toys they've acquired over 2015, so this Christmas, they said they're going to let me pass. This year it's going to be kind of a low key. I'm going to probably spend it with family. A lot of the children, they're not really children anymore, the kids in my family, because I don't have children of my own, but I have lots of nieces and nephews, and they're all older now, and some of them have their own family. So we're going to get together, and it's just going to probably be just a very quiet kind of Christmas, which is nice. And other than that, it's going to be kind of simple. I did want to just kind of get back to real quick, if you don't mind, about the full moon, because for those of you who were not born yet, if anyone out there listening, this is the first full moon actually on Christmas Day that we've had since 1977. And I know for me, in my experience, the full moon usually will kind of present us for an opportunity for time of reflection and preparation. And this full moon for this month in December is also known as, in some traditions, as the cold moon or the long night moon. And it just so happens it's going to coincide on Christmas Day today. Sometimes people can kind of look at this as a time to just kind of reflect on oneself or your situation or people around you and prepare for maybe some goals or aspirations that you would like to acquire, you know, in the near future or over the long term. So it's just, it's going to be really kind of neat to see the full moon on Christmas Day, because I was just a little whippersnapper when the last full moon came around, so I don't remember it. But yeah, so I think it's going to be a nice time to witness that, as well as celebrating the spirit of Christmas and also being around friends and or family.
Yeah, I think so too. I love Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's a very English tradition anyway, because we mm-hmm. don't have Thanksgiving there. So Christmas mm-hmm. to me has always been special. It's probably the one time. Always, we used to have real trees, though. We used to make a mess in the living room. That's before somebody invented a bunch of plastic ones that you could buy. But we used to have mm-hmm. real trees. And, you know, they would make a mess, but they also would smell great, that, you know, that pine smell. And
yes,
you know, I used to love Christmases when I was a child. It's like one of the few things that really, really were very happy for me. So mm-hmm. let's take a call, because we've got a couple people up here. And let's take this lady, because she's first in line, and I don't know if she was on last night, painstakingly waiting through an hour of whatever. But anyway, let's just do this. Let's kickstart with that. We can always talk a little bit more about Christmas things and traditions if you like. Okay,
sure.
So let's do that. I know we have plenty of time. Okay, 440-941. And this lady was in line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm fine. Are you in a tunnel or something? It sounds very.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
yes.
So much
better.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you all. So I have a question, if I'm asking the right stuff, but can we ask questions?
There's a little bit of an echo on the line. It's hard to get the clarity.
I'm sorry. I said, is it okay to ask questions?
Oh, sure.
Yeah,
we just need to find out your name and what your question is and where you're calling from.
Okay. I'm Angel, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
Welcome.
Thank you. I was wondering, what do y'all see in my cards for, like, what will be happening from now to next year? Like, you know.
In your
wallet? Just kind of want to know where my life might be going.
Could you be a little bit more specific, or did you want to focus on a particular, because we're on the radio and we have calls to take, did you want to focus on love or career or?
Kind of the family thing. Like, I want to have more children. I kind of want to know if I see myself getting a new love interest, maybe having some more children, or the same child's father I already got now.
Okay.
Here's the deal with you. Okay.
Can you hear me?
Off speaker, because it's awful echo.
Hold on.
Yeah,
Okay, yeah, because when you have a speaker,
thank you.
Yeah, sometimes it just echoes, and then that drives me insane.
I'm sorry about that.
And it's hard to hear you, too.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
I'm
so
sorry
you
about
wanted
that.
To
thank
know,
you, thank you.
So you wanted to know if you're going to have more children, actually physically have more children?
Yes.
I do see you having more children, but I do think that it's only going to be one. Okay, and I do think it's going to be a boy. It's going to be a boy child.
Oh, my God.
But here's the other thing. You have to watch your money. Now, I know I know that's a given, okay, children cost money. But you do have to be better at budgeting your money. I mean, make next year the year that you go, okay, I don't need this. You know, do window shopping. Like, I go on TJ Maxx and I think, oh, I'd love to have that. So I get over it. I don't buy it. I get over it. You know, I want you to be better with your finances. I don't feel that you're going to make any mistakes. And I don't feel that everybody's on board with you having children. You have an opposition here. You have someone who's not in agreement with you. Okay.
I know, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You
actually
do not
got that
have
part right though.
Yeah. Yeah, you do not have full support here. But your wish is granted with regard to having children.
Okay.
In answer to your question, wish is granted, just one child. That's what I see.
Okay,
so
now, I do have a son now, but I was wondering, is it with the same person or a different person?
Let me ask if it's your son now. No. Okay, you want to know if it's you're going to have this other child with someone different?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is going to sound bad. I feel like you'll have two people at the same time. So you'll have to think, I know it sounds awful. I feel like you'll have one person and there'll be somebody else in the picture, and you're going to have to figure out which. Okay, I know that sounds terrible, but that's what I feel. Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much. Y'all been such a great help.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Y'all have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Oh, Cynthia is going to give you an answer, too.
Oh, okay, cool.
Hi,
yeah.
Angel. How are you?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you doing today?
Good, thanks. Spirit's showing me, so hang in there with me for a minute because it's kind of showing me a little bit of a backdoor before I actually get to the answer of your question. And feel free to jump in, you know, if it makes sense or not makes sense. But I also get the sensation Spirit showing me to make sure that you trust your inner guidance or your intuition, that inner voice.
Okay.
So many of us sometimes will not listen to that inner voice. And that basically it's like I keep hearing the phrase, you know what to do, like instinctively deep down in your heart and in the pit of your stomach.
Yes.
You already know what to do. And so maybe sometimes talking to Rosemary and I and the like, that sometimes it's nice to just hear confirmation. Does any of that make sense so far? Okay.
Yes.
And also to try not to worry so much and to have so much stress around you, even though it's not, may not be outwardly obvious to other people, but sometimes you have a tendency to kind of stuff things inside. And so that's not good for obviously our emotional health or our physical health. And I'm getting from Spirit to just try and turn, because I do angel communication. Isn't it funny? Your name is Angel.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, try to give your cares and your worries over to Spirit, to the angels, your guides, or whatever that higher power is for you. And so it's just gentle little loving reminders and to know to be courageous, to be able to stand up for what you believe in. If there's anything in any given situation, whatever the topic may be, just make sure that you have a voice in the situation if it's an important something that you would like to discuss with somebody. Okay. Does that make sense at all?
Yes.
Okay, so now regarding your question, I was actually being shown initially one, and then I thought maybe two, but then I also, as I was tuning in, I also got one child. And I also agree with Rosemary that it was going to be a little boy. I feel like the second one for me that I was picking up on could possibly be when you get to that point after the second child is born. When you get to that point, it'll be, well, gosh, do I want to have another one? So there'll be like conversations. if it turns out that you want to have another one, I kind of feel like that Spirit is kind of waiting in the wing, so to speak, in heaven and kind of has made a reservation and will be open either way. If you decide that you want to have a third child, then that Spirit will be like, hey, I'm right over here. But the second one, I definitely feel like, And then I think you also asked if you were going to have it with your current love or a new love. Okay. I kind of agree with Rosemary as well. I actually initially, when you first asked the question, I heard that it was going to be not with your current love. It was going to be with somebody different.
Wow.
So that's what I was saying. But because I also believe in the divine law of free will, do you understand this?
Right.
Okay, meaning you have the free will to choose to stay in your current relationship or start a new one. All that is all determining factors still yet to be seen on the horizon. So it's going to depend upon, you know, what your heart tells you, what your personal choices are. But that's what I'm getting for you. And I get a really good year for you next year as well. Yeah,
Thank
I get
you,
a really
God.
Good year for you next year. Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
Everything is in divine and perfect order for right now.
Okay.
Hopefully that helps. Does that make any sense? Or
yes, it did.
Okay, good.
Thanks, y'all, too. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Remember to finance, you know, take care of your finances here, and then you'll have a much better year. Okay.
Okay.
All right, darling, you have a good Christmas. Thanks for calling in.
All right, Angel, have a good night.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay. You want to take another caller?
Sure.
Okay. We have 443-758.
Okay.
Hi, this is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
We're good.
Good.
So what is your question?
It's related to a relationship. I started a new relationship with a gentleman named Fred. So I'm just wondering, you know, if his intentions and feelings are genuine.
Hey, you want to go first, Cynthia?
Yes. Okay. And you said his name is Craig?
Fred.
Fred, I'm sorry. Okay. What I'm picking up for you is that he's a nice enough man, but I get a lot of confusion type energy, like, do I move forward? Do I move backwards? Do I go left? Do I go right? Like, he's unsure of himself. And I don't mean that he lacks confidence necessarily, but in the love department, he's a little cautious and maybe a little scared because, like many of us in life, you know, he's been very hurt before. So I kind of feel like he doesn't necessarily have bad intentions. It may come across that way because the poor dear can't make up his mind.
Okay.
So that's what it feels like. You know, he's just trying to make up his mind. And he doesn't have a lot of clarity himself in the love department. So that's why it may be he feels kind of waffly or kind of wavering. And so he may not come across like, you know, a go-getter kind of a thing. So that's what I don't necessarily feel like he has negative intentions. He just can't make up his mind, honestly, and that's really what I'm picking up for you.
Okay.
I hear kids, obviously, but do you have children?
My daughter, she's going to be 25, so that's actually
okay.
Her little one, my grandson. Yeah.
Okay, because I see a baby around you in the family. I know you didn't ask for that, but I see a baby around you in the family. So I don't know if someone in the family is going to have another child, but I see a child spirit that is kind of, like I said to the previous caller, is kind of like I'm making a reservation. And when that happens, that soul is going to be like, hi.
Okay.
So that was a random thing that just came through from spirit. And so I just honored that.
Okay. Thank you.
And that's all I have to say. You're welcome. Maybe Rosemary has something to add.
Okay, are you still hanging on to the issue with your ex-husband?
No, those are pretty much, you know, I was exiting that when I met Fred. So it was actually a boyfriend, not husband. But
is there something legal that you're still tied with him with? Because you said your daughter's 25, but is there something else that you're legally still tied to him, like something from the past here?
No.
Because what I'm seeing is even when we're finished with somebody and we move on, sometimes on a subconscious level, what we don't want sort of comes into play with relationships. And I'm not sure if it's the guy you're seeing or you, but I really think the guy that you're seeing he's not the one. Okay. He's not the one you're going to end up with or be with maybe for a while here, but I don't see you ending up with him, so to speak. I think that you're going to meet somebody else next year. I think it's going to be, I'm going to say if you get an end of spring, summer, somewhere around about that time. I just think that there's more to this relationship than meets the eye. It's almost like you don't, he's not giving everything that he should. There's something missing here. It's like, well, I'm always saying this to people, you know, when you ask somebody and you go, are you okay? And they go, yeah, I'm fine. And they're not fine. There's more to the picture. They're not just saying. I don't feel there's going on here that it's going to be some mad, I'm in love with you, that kind of stuff. I just feel like, yeah, there may be great chemistry and all that stuff, but there's something missing here. A piece of the pie is not totally in place. I don't feel that if you're disappointed at all, that you'll be miserable. I don't think you'll have any problem meeting people or meeting somebody even better. That's what I think. He's in your life now, and you should make the best of it. And it doesn't matter what we say on the radio, but I want you to keep that in mind. You know, you'll know. You'll kind of know in your heart. Like, does it feel right? Does it feel like it's okay? You'll know. I always think that. I think you're supposed to be with who you're supposed to be with, and that includes dating him right now. But that's what I think. I still think you're going to have a pretty good year and have a secure relationship.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're
so welcome.
Have a good Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Let me just see who I've got here, because these things jump all over the place. And we do have quite a few people here now. All right,
mm-hmm.
We have a caller. Okay, let me go to this one. But you know what? This first, so I don't know why this did this. Let me go back to the Skype caller. All right, 727-288. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what is your name?
Elaine.
Hey, Elaine, and what can we do for you tonight? I think you called in before, though.
Well, I'm kind of wanting to know what the future holds in a certain area. I'm not quite
okay.
sure what area
okay.
I want to know about.
Okay, is it love area? Yeah. So what area are you talking about? Because it's just one question.
All right. Moving.
Moving? I think that when you, I do vaguely remember you, and I think that you've called in even when I did the show with Pat. And I think the reason that there was a problem, it's the people that you, I mean, I don't normally remember this, but I sort of remember your voice. I think you have a problem with the people that you live with or who you're with. And I think moving, it's like family orientated, or there's an issue here. I know that. There is a positive change coming for you, but as far as moving is concerned, I think it was a financial deal for you. But there's more to come in your family before, you know, there's more issues here. So let me just see. We're in December now. Let me ask when Elaine is actually going to move. I actually don't think, you know, in view of what, you know what it is, you're influenced by the energy that you live in. It's not like you can go, okay, I'm not going to do this, I'm packing my bag, I'm leaving. That's the way it's not working here. I see you moving in the middle of the summer, but I think that you should have moved before. I think that your energy is so tied up in everybody else's life. You know, mine's not. I don't allow anybody to tell me what I'm doing, what I'm not doing. I have a focus, I have a plan, and I'm going to do that no matter what somebody says or does. That's who I am, and that's what you need to do, Elaine. You need to be more focused on being determined to leave the situation that you live in, which is not good for you. You need to actually have a plan, because here's what happened, and Cynthia and I talk about this all the time. When you do a reading, everything's a probable outcome. That means however things are now, if you do nothing, okay, this is the outcome, basically, okay? So it doesn't mean it's not true. It just means people have free will. People do things that are very disruptive that put things on hold. And I can tell you, I had a lady for a reading here a couple weeks ago. She came to my house here, and she was so incredibly negative that there was actually some really good things for her. But if you keep saying, not you, but her, okay, you keep saying, okay, that's not going to happen, or I don't see how that's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. You keep doing that, you're not giving it. You're not giving the energy. You're not able to do it because you're self-sabotaging it. So where you are, you're influenced by your circumstances instead of going, how am I going to do this because I don't need to be here anymore. you're so influenced by the drama that goes on where you live. So that's what I'm going to say and leave you with that, Elaine. Okay, what do you think, Cynthia?
Hi, Elaine. It's Cynthia. How are you?
Hi, Cynthia.
Hi.
I'm confused.
The first thing that I got for you, first let me say that I agree with Rosemary. I was getting when you're going to move in terms of around an approximate timeline, I was getting around July-ish. So definitely going to be like next summer. And I have to ask you because Spirit was showing me a set of buildings, and usually it's literally you live in an apartment or you're going in that direction. Do you live in a big city? Because that's usually like my sign and symbol that you live in a not versus like the country. Do you live anywhere near a big city or in a big city?
No, it's not considered a big city. It's you
okay.
Want to know where?
You don't have to.
St. Petersburg, Florida.
St. Petersburg, okay. I don't know. I just feel like there's a lot of hustle and bustle, and I may be interpreting this. It's funny how spirit will work and communicate through us all differently, obviously, because Rosemary and I are two unique human beings. So the hustle and bustle, it just kind of feels like, just like she said, I don't know, do you have a lot of drama in your environment? It's just a lot going on, a lot of busyness. I just feel like zoom, zoom, zoom. I keep seeing the Mazda the commercial, zoom, zoom. So I didn't know if there was like a lot going on, and I have a tendency to kind of, spirit showing me, I have a tendency to agree with Rosemary. Does any of that make sense? I mean, do you have a lot
there
going on?
There's nothing going on here. That's why I want to move. There's nothing.
Okay. Because I'm not familiar because you're on the west coast of Florida, right?
Yes.
I did get that. Okay. All right, because I'm being pulled a little bit to the north. And honestly, my geography, forgive me, is not that great. So I don't remember what's north of St. Pete, but not much. I mean, like, you know, just a little bit a little bit north of St. Pete. So I don't know if you had a geographic location in mind or not. But I don't know. I just feel like there's maybe it's stuff going on inside of you if you have, like, a lot of worry or stress or whatever. So it's just being able to, especially this time of year, you know, being the full moon, and this would be a good time to kind of manifest and seek that inner peace and everything. So do you have, like, a lot of stresses going on within you that you maybe the whole world doesn't know, but it's just stuff that goes on inside of you as a person?
I have a possible place to move to.
Okay.
When the present people move out sometime this coming year.
Okay. Because I kind of feel like maybe the people that are around you, I don't know if they are just very active, and I don't, there's something going on around you that might be influencing the energy. So it's like we have to, like Rosemary was saying, we have to give the energy a chance, basically. So this information that comes through during this particular energy exchange is valid, but can change because of your free will and the environmental free will of those around you, it can influence. So just continue to keep your heart open, and, you know, of course, financially, if you're able to kind of jump on it and go, I think that you'll find a place. And it feels, do you live in an apartment-type setting or a single-family home-type setting?
A condo, yeah.
Yeah, because I keep seeing condo. Remember I said to you, I said you may not be per se in a big city. It's just my sign and symbol to show me that you live in a condo. Are you open to moving to another condo-type dwelling, or do you prefer a single family?
Single family. I don't want condo, apartment, anything like that.
Okay.
There's no
Cause
privacy.
Because I actually see that the universe giving that to you as a choice. And when that time comes, you'll be like weighing your different options. It'll be either you'll make up your mind financially and time-wise and everything on which is going to be the best one. I really think that you're going to find a really nice place by July. So keep your heart and your mind open to prayer and what gifts the universe has to offer you as, you know, leading up to that time.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you, y'all.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. I think I'm going to go to the Skype caller up the top here. All right.
Okay.
Let's take this one. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Fine. What is your name? Where are you calling from? I'm curious.
I'm calling from San Diego.
Ah,
oh, okay.
Welcome.
Okay. So, what is your question? What's your name and your question? Sorry.
My name is Patty, calling from San Diego, and my question is around relationship. Wondering what you're picking up.
Okay. Did you call last week?
I did not.
Okay. No, it's just because Patty is not that common. I know Patricia is, but I heard somebody called Patty last week too, and I'm thinking, I wonder if it's the same lady. Okay, relationship. All right. Do you have two people that are interested in you right now?
I had one, and we broke up last week.
Okay. So there's another. I'm seeing two people. Okay. Now the person that you broke up with last week, had you been with him a really long time? I'm seeing a long relationship here.
8 months.
Yeah, I guess so. All right, so this is what I want to say. I don't think 8 months is long, but it feels long, okay. Maybe it felt long to you. You know, sometimes when we're at the end of something, it feels like forever. I want to say this. There's two things. Another person came into that relationship. So if that person comes back to you in any way, don't do it. There's a third wheel here. There's an interference of some sort, another energy in the picture. So do not go back because, okay. You know, because we always sense when things aren't right in a relationship. And I think that you're more than capable of doing that. You know when something doesn't feel good to you. And I do feel that you're going to have a successful relationship. And I do think that you may meet somebody right now, like, you know, Christmas Eve, around January. I do feel that this is an ongoing relationship. I want to really ask if you're, I don't feel it's like marriage or anything like that, but I do feel somebody totally different coming into your vibration, and I feel like it's really soon. This person is, he's the total opposite of what you just had, if you get what I mean. He's the total opposite, different. Yeah, total, it's like you're not going to have anything. What this person is more outgoing, a little bit of a go-getter. He kind of is more secure. And I think everybody has a little insecurity with new relationships, but I'm not sure if it's that. I just feel that he's secure. Compared to the other person, he is more secure in himself, who he is, and, you know, how I don't feel like he's a bum or that he doesn't have money and all that kind of stuff. I think he's a good guy. I do feel, though, somehow you're going to be faced with a decision here. That's what I think. There's some kind of decision. So you may meet someone else, or you may think, maybe I'm going to be by myself for a while, not sure what I want. But it's like a choice here. I also see a trip for you as well, and I think that is going to be somewhere around either middle of February, between the middle of February and the beginning of March. So there's a trip coming up for you and a lot of reason to celebrate here. I'm seeing a lot of happiness for you. And I don't think it's just the Christmas vacation. I think you're going to put on a new pair of shoes here for the new year. You're going to go, okay, let's get on with my life. I don't see anything bad. I do feel that you, on an emotional level, is don't run yourself ragged. You know, don't exhaust yourself. Just let things happen. Don't worry, oh, is this guy the one, or is he going to be good? Or, you know, just let it happen and do stuff. I think you'll be fine.
Okay. That's unusual for me to not worry and let things happen, but I will try.
But you need to do that because everything, you know, look at it this way. Because, you know, I know that Cynthia and I talk about this too. When you worry about something, A, it doesn't change anything, okay? I know we can't help ourselves sometimes, but it does not change anything. And when you worry about something, you also put building blocks. It's like, just imagine invisible energy blocks that block the very thing that you want with all your heart, okay? It actually blocks it. And Cynthia will bear me out on this. when I'm concerned about something and something's worrying me, I will turn out my entire towel cupboard and fold everything neatly and occupy, that's what I do. I occupy my mind with other things so I do not start thinking about something, and because I know that's what it does. It blocks the good things that can come to you. It doesn't leave that door open. And I do that. I busy myself. Cynthia will tell you that. That's true. I will busy myself because I cannot afford to go down that road, because I know if you physically could see a wall being built in front of you, like one more brick, you'd go, whoa, whoa, wait a minute, whoa, this wall in front of me. You wouldn't do it, but it's there. It's a force and it's there, so you cannot worry about things that haven't happened or try and dissect something that has. If you try to let things be, it's going to work out so much better than you driving yourself insane. It's just, that's what I do, because I am somewhat normal, okay? So I do worry about, I say somewhat normal, so I do worry about certain things, but I also know that's not beneficial to me at all. And I don't want to, I know the wall is there without, it's just because it's physically not there doesn't mean it's not there. And I don't need, like most people, I don't need lack of opportunity or good things to come in my life because I'm have a lack of faith where I go, oh God, I don't know if that's going to happen. Well, maybe it will. I can't do that to myself at all. So anyway, I just want to tell you that. Okay, Cynthia.
Okay. Hi, Patty. It's Cynthia. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Okay. Now, what I was picking up for you from Spirit, what I'm about to tell you, maybe from your recent past, your distant past, or upcoming in the near future, I was sensing the energy of a tall gentleman. I say tall. I'm only 5'5", so anyone above that is tall to me. So I was getting light hair, kind of a athletic or slender build, not skinny, you know, but healthy. And he feels kind of tall, light hair, possibly light eyes, maybe hazelish or bluish. Definitely light eyes. I can't say specifically on the color, but does this sound like someone that may have been in your life? Just yes or no?
It sounds like someone who's passed.
Okay. All right. So because I keep seeing this, and it feels like this person is, because it's like now you're mentioning that and you're acknowledging that, so thank you for saying that, because it's kind of like they're fading. And I definitely see someone. I also do agree with Rosemary. This person, I feel like, is not quite done with you, though. This tall gentleman is, and I don't know if you're aware of this. Are you aware of this?
No.
Okay, they may not have made it known. Is it the person that you split up with not that long ago, or a different person?
A different person.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just getting the sense that this person thinks about you from time to time and would be, is kind of like in that mode. Every now and again, they don't dwell on it or anything. It's nothing negative at all. But it's kind of like, oh, gee, I wonder where Patty is. I wonder what she's up to, kind of a feeling. So just information. It's just FYI. So to know that, because sometimes we make connections with people throughout our lives, and obviously we have, for better or for worse, we'll have an impact on them. And even though we may part ways, there may be a time that they think about us on occasion. So I just wanted to acknowledge that energy. I also definitely see something happening for you as well, like Rosemary saying. I was getting February or March for a new person. I don't get anything negative, and I kind of feel like feels really light, really happy. You know what they're showing me? You remember Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, how she clicks her heels? There's no place like home. Well, that usually feels very light, very happy to me. And so that's my sign and symbol for only good things to come. And I see the yellow brick road, again, sign and symbol for showing me that there's going to be nothing but light energy, and light as in, you know, angelic or heavenly energy, as well as energy feeling, not heavy, feeling light. And I also get a vacation or some sort of trip. And I was feeling like I was on a boat, like a cruise ship or something. Are you open to that?
Yeah, I would love it, especially if someone paid for it.
Yeah. And I was getting, you're funny, that maybe it tickled me. sure, why not? But I'm feeling like that, I'm not sure if it's going to be with a group of gals, or I'm not 100% like the kind of people, or if it's going to be like an intimate romantic type thing, to be honest with you. But I definitely see you, I mean, because obviously at this moment the energy is all about you and focusing on you and your questions. And I kind of feel like the vacation or the holiday is going to happen. I was getting like maybe March or April. And I feel like I'm on a cruise ship type scenario where I'm floating on the water and it's just really, really beautiful. I'm here in Hawaii.
Wow, I've never been there.
You have not been there?
No.
Okay, maybe you'll take a cruise over there. I think there are cruise ships that go over in that direction. And I'm feeling like Hawaii. So tell me, I think you mentioned, but tell me again where you live. You said California?
Well, I'm in California now, but I actually live on the East Coast.
Of the United States?
Yeah.
Okay, just want to clarify. I thought that's what you meant. Okay. But you live, isn't that interesting? Because I don't know, I'm getting something to do with Hawaii. So hopefully that helps you. And I see nothing but happiness. And I really see that the next relationship, the guy that I get, he's got dark hair. And he's probably average to tall height. And I get like medium brown to dark hair. So I don't know if you have a type per se, but that's what I'm picking up for you.
No, I mean, this is great. I thank you both.
You're welcome.
You know, I couldn't ask for a better reading. And Rosemary,
yay,
if you need to busy yourself, you can always clean my cabinets.
I can always do what? Clean your cabinet?
Yes, if you need to keep your mind off everything. My cabinets need a good cleaning.
I do that. That's true. Cynthia will tell you that's true.
Absolutely
I will start,
true.
Yes, absolutely true. I will refuse to give something energy so that I've got it on my mind and I'm dwelling on it and building it up. Just because I think women are natural worriers anyway. But if I have something that's of concern to me, I refuse to give it life. I can't do that because then I'm not practicing what I preach, if you get what I mean. And also, I know it's not beneficial. So it just doesn't change anything. It just makes things worse. And then that's the next time you decide to go crazy and worry too much about something, just imagine somebody actually, a builder in front of you, putting blocks up, and you know, wait a minute, I can't see. You're blocking my view. Okay, so seeing it that way, and then you won't do it. Okay, no more blocks. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I get it. Well, thank you both so much.
And Rosemary, before Patty goes, because it just popped in just now as you girls were talking, if I may just add, I'm also a crystal intuitive, meaning I pick up on the energies of crystals because I love my rocks, I love my crystals. So are you open to crystal energy and the metaphysical healing properties?
Yeah, I have my own crystals.
Okay. So if you don't already have this, I'm getting this spirit of green aventurine for you. It's a very calming, very gentle, very sweet stone. And it's connected to, a lot of the times, the heart chakra, because the heart chakra has got the green energy. So if you're open to that, if you can somehow have it on your person, say, I don't know, as often as you can, you know, comfortable. Don't know if you have a pendant or if you can get one of those little pocket rocks and stuff it in your bra for the ladies out there. So just a suggestion, because I think it'll be a really good and help give you loving, positive energy, and hopefully that energy will help dissipate some of the worry or anxious energy.
Okay. I appreciate
okay.
the advice. I
oh,
wish
no
you both
problem.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you as well, and Happy New Year.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Rosemary.
Okay. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Cynthia, give out your information, if you would, please.
Sure. I can be reached on the web at angelicdimensions.net, and that's Angelic Dimensions with an S. And my phone number is 561-281-5304. Best way to reach me is via email, text, or call, any of those three methods. I have a lot of clients that prefer texting, so I'm open to that as well. That is my cell, so I can accept text messages there as well, just so you know.
Okay, and my phone number is 727-524-1010. And my web is rosemaryfox.com. But at the moment, I'm going to mention this because a customer couldn't make a payment to me. Somebody tried to mess with my computer. Well, they didn't get in it, but they prevented the updates and the things that go on anyway. It kind of crashed some of the parts, and it's not coming up. So it will be up and running in a couple of days, you know, maybe 48 hours.
The other thing is, too, that Cynthia and I, we talked about this before the show. We're doing a Christmas special. I think we, aren't you having the same one as we talked about as me?
I am.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So we'll give our phone numbers again, too. So if you want to have a Christmas special, the hour reading will be 70 and the half hour reading is 35. So in my case, you're saving at least $50 on the hour and I think 25 or $30 on the half an hour. So if you want to do that, it needs to be booked and paid for. You can go on PayPal and do that by Sunday, by this Sunday after Christmas. And then you can, of course, have the reading whenever you want it. But that is a really, really good deal. And we decided to do that for Christmas because I don't normally do that, and neither does Cynthia. But anyway, that's, so if you want to do it, you have to mention Blog Talk Radio. You have to call us on our phone numbers to book it, because on the website, there's a PayPal button, and it is the other price. It's the full price. So you'd have to do it by a PayPal, but not from the website. Anyhow, I just wanted to say that, and we're also going to be mentioning that again through the course of the show. So my next caller is, let me see, 931-334. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what is your name?
Can you hear me?
Sorry, I didn't hear you.
Could you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I can hear you. I didn't hear your name, though.
Oh, okay. It's Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer. So
Hi, Jennifer.
Your question, Jennifer?
My question is, I'm a newly awakened, I've been told a medium, and I wanted to see if that is actually correct.
I actually think it is. I think it's something that, it's like driving a car, okay? That when you first learn to drive a car, yeah, you got the hang of it, you sort of know. But it's going to take, it takes a little bit of practice before there's a total confidence. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
And then you're going to, and also you will understand that you can only ask for the highest good. You don't want anything negative. You want to know that you're not attracting anything from the wrong sources of energy. I think that it is true. I think that you are getting it. But I actually think it was with you a long time ago. I think you've had bits and pieces of that over the years.
Yeah, I've always known I was something, but I didn't put it together.
I think that you know that, and I think that it's going to become, as the veil thins as it goes over the years here, I think it's going to become even more so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I'm just trying to think what if something else I should tell you here. Don't share. This is what I want to say to you. Be careful to you share that with. Share that only with people you totally trust. Because otherwise, I just have a feeling that there are maybe somebody around you or somebody connected to you, even on a romantic basis, that probably would think you're cuckoo. Or, I think all men accuse women of being crazy, okay? But I want you to be careful who you share that sort of information, because it's kind of important, and you've not lost it here, okay?
Okay. Yeah, my husband says he's not into that. So.
Yeah. Well, don't keep that to yourself. That's who you are. You do not need to share that because he wouldn't respect it or appreciate it. Okay.
Right.
All right, Cynthia.
Okay. Tell me your name again.
Jennifer.
Jennifer. Hi, I'm Cynthia. How are you?
I'm great.
Okay, so if you didn't hear earlier, I'm an angel communicator, and I also communicate with the ascended masters, for example, such as Jesus, Mary, to name a couple. And what I was picking up for you, yes, the short answer is yes, that I definitely get confirmation that you are. I see a lot of spirits around you. I also got a message from the spirit of Merlin. I don't know if you're familiar with Merlin, but his background is Celtic or Celtic, wherever you come from and how you like to pronounce that, from the United Kingdom. And he is connected to alchemy, divine magic, energy work and healing, and he's also connected to prophecy and psychic abilities. And he's also usually will come to those in spirit, of course, who have a sincere desire to learn about the spiritual secrets of alchemy, for example, or divine magic, and manifesting any kind of skills that you would like to use for the quote-unquote light energy, meaning, you know, working with the light energy, which is the godlike energy or whatever your higher power is. And so I see his energy around you a lot. Very, very well connected. He's a wonderful spiritual teacher. So what I would, in a psychic visionary, and I would encourage you to call upon him if you're open to working with different spiritual energies. Are you comfortable with that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So definitely would incorporate, and you can have a conversation just like you would with a friend in front of you or on the phone, and you could just say, "Good morning, Merlin. Please show me the way today." And there's also a prayer that I say when I'm not doing psychic fairs and it's not super busy, if I'm on the phone or someone comes to my home and they're asking me to share that with you. So you don't have to memorize it. It's just really all about the energy and opening your heart to it and taking it in. So if it's all right with Rosemary, can I share that real quick?
Yes.
It's brief. Okay. So the prayer would be, okay, like say if you're going to do this for a client, it would be, I call upon all whatever angels you'd like to call upon, and this is what I say. I call upon Archangels Michael, Ariel, Uriel, Raphael, and Gabriel, any spirit guides that are connected to Jennifer. Please tell me what it is I need to know, in Jennifer's own words, for her true heart's desire and with completeness. Amen. And that's basically the prayer. And also for you, Jennifer, as the human, as the person wanting to bring in the light energy, the positive energy, you can ask your guides, the angels, Merlin, to show you and give you information gently in a way that you can truly understand. And you can say that prayer just like that or make it your own on a day-to-day basis. And that will also help manifest and show them that you're willing to learn to fine-tune the skill of mediumship.
Okay.
So hopefully that helps you.
It sure does.
Yeah, so keep up the good work and, you know, keep walking the path, the light path. And I think that you have the ability to help a lot of people. And I do also agree with Rosemary, be selective on who you choose to share that with in the beginning until you can gain the skill and the confidence and not give a hoot what people think about it. Because sometimes there's some coming from my experience, sometimes there has been some judgment around that. And I've just reached a place in my career and doing this work that that's okay. They are allowed to have judgment. That doesn't mean I need to be a part of it. So just be selective on who you choose to share that ability with for right now.
I sure will.
I appreciate
both of you.
Okay, you have a Merry Christmas. Thank you for calling in.
All right, thank you very much.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Okay, and our next caller is 917-26. Hello.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I'm good. Fine. Are you up close to your phone? I can just about hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, better.
Oh, so what is your name? My name is Tina. Thank you for having your show. I would like to ask about relationships.
Okay. Do you want to go first, Cynthia?
Sure. I'm actually getting, are you open to different ethnicities and cultures?
Well, I'm dating someone right now, so I guess I'll just ask about my boyfriend.
Say that one more time because you dropped out a little bit.
I said I'm dating someone right now, so I guess I'll be more specific and ask about my boyfriend, Sean.
Your boyfriend's son?
Sean. His name is Sean.
Oh, Sean. I'm sorry. Okay. Your boyfriend,
okay.
Sean.
Thank
okay.
You.
Well, I don't know because are you open to different ethnicities though?
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's fine. Because I see a dark-skinned gentleman around you, very kind. either in your life or coming into your life. I don't know, and usually they're not prejudiced. They don't, you know, open the channels up, but for some reason, and this person, I think they opened with that segue because this person feels like they're very connected to their roots and really has a special affection and affinity for their roots. Does any of that make sense to you? If it doesn't, please say so, and then I can kind of push.
I don't know who that is. Yeah, I just want to know about my boyfriend, Sean.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, you're welcome. That's fine. No, I appreciate your honesty very much. Thank you. I don't get anything negative, honestly, around him. Have you been together for a while? Because I'm not picking up a lot of strong future energy. That's the reason why I ask.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long. Yeah, about 6 months. Yeah.
Okay, so it's not quite a year yet.
No.
Okay, yeah. Honestly, I'm not getting a lot of strong energy. I don't feel like he's a bad guy or anything, but sometimes, you know, there's that old expression Rosemary and I have said at different times that people come into our life for a reason and a season. He kind of feels like kind of like a season kind of a person. I don't feel like he's going to be in your life for more than 2 years or possibly less than 2 years. Are you okay with hearing that?
No.
I'm sorry. Well, integrity is one of the things that my angels expect me to live by, so I cannot tell a lie. So honestly, that's what I'm getting for you. But it doesn't feel like anything negative. It doesn't feel like a bad guy. It just feels like for different reasons you guys have come into each other's lives to teach each other different lessons, different spiritual lessons, if you will, and living on the planet as human beings. And if you believe in that kind of path, if you will, to, you know, that we come into this path, to this life, to have different spiritual lessons to help us to evolve and be better and do better as people. And I kind of feel like that's one of the reasons that he's in your life, you know, in addition to loving you. But I really, that's all I'm really getting. I'm not getting anything that's negative or anything like that. Maybe Rosemary will have something different to add.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, it feels like good cop, bad cop here with me tonight. Okay. So this guy, you've been with him a year? No. Okay, so how long have you, I just want to clarify that because I agree with Cynthia about the energy, future energy. So how long have you actually been with this one that you're with now?
6 months.
Okay. So here's my this is just logic. When you're dating somebody for 6 months, you do expect something. You expect to know, are we going to be together? Is there a future? Are we going on vacation together next year? Is there marriage down the road or being together, living together, whatever? And what I'm feeling about him is this is not, it's almost where it was in the beginning. You know, it's not, it's almost like when you say to somebody, you know, are we going to be together? You know, we've been together 6 months now and we love each other. And they turn around and say, why are you rushing me? Okay. It's kind of like, to me, does not look like it's going forward. And that's what I feel about this. And in the end, it's not like, there's always disappointment in love things, okay? But it's not like you'd be devastated. You would be disappointed. But I think in the big picture for you, that you'll make the decision, you personally. You will say, why am I not happy? Because that point will come where you kind of think, well, I don't know about this relationship. Am I happy anymore? And it may not be now, today, right on top of Christmas. But there's going, I feel like a loneliness here where there's a separation of the whole thing. On a more positive note, I do feel that career-wise, money and all that stuff, even though I'm not going to go into it, is great for you. Down that you're like, whatever you choose, the sky's the limit. Letting go of certain things, and because you have this determined energy with you. But I actually feel, because you have great communication skills, I actually feel that you're going to meet a fireball like yourself. That's what I think. I think you're going to meet somebody, and the pair of you are going to be talking on top of each other and like, oh, yeah, that was my idea too. Oh, my God, I can't believe that you like Thai food as well. I mean, you're going to meet somebody that's very much mirrors who you are, and it's like
insatiable. It's like almost annoying to the people around you, if you get what I mean.
Like, well, you know, like, when Sean came, he came and he was like immediately within like the first week of us talking, right. He came and was like, we're going to, you know, you're going to be my wife. He asked us to move in together. And then within 3 months, he was like, you know, we should have a child. I slowed him down because I was like, why are you moving so fast?
Exactly.
So,
mm-hmm. I don't get him because I feel like he's moved a lot in his life. He's moved. I mean, has he changed residence a lot? I mean, you know how, knowing well enough for that. Has he changed residence a lot?
No, when he was younger, he lived in the same place his whole life. So, I don't know, maybe he's dated. He was just married. He just was divorced. So, we lost touch a little bit because I had
I don't know. I just want you to keep an eye on it. I'm not, do you know what I mean? I want you to go, okay, it could be I'm looking for the best. It's a positive feeling for me, and I'm going to go for it. And I think that's what you should do. I think that's what everybody should do. But I don't feel like he's going to be in your future, just like Cynthia. I just don't feel that. I feel like it's not going to be enough. It's not going to be... It's almost like everybody this Christmas who thinks, okay, I've been with a guy 2 years, maybe he'll give me an engagement ring for Christmas, and Christmas morning comes and they don't. You know what I mean? I feel like he's not going to deliver. That's what I think. And if he was all gung-ho to do that in the beginning, you still feel that way? Does he still feel that way, that he wants to move in with you?
Yeah, I'm feeling it down.
It's what?
We lost her, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Oh, yeah, it's a drop call. Okay.
No, hello?
Oh, you're still here.
Yeah, I was saying, no, yeah, he still wants us to move in together. I'm just inquisitive by nature, that's all.
Okay, so why don't you want to? I'm just curious.
I'm a Sagittarius, and I'm used to my freedom, so... I'm like,
I'm just going to say this, okay? It's not because you're a Sagittarius. When we don't jump at something that, I mean, you know, like if you feel the same about somebody and you're in love with somebody, you can't wait to make it all together and do it, okay? Because you're absolutely sure. That thing that held you back is something that's telling you that this, it may not be the guy for you. That's what it is. It's your gut telling you, okay, let's just get to know each other. Okay, let's just do, you know. That's what it is. It's your
parents. No, I'm as excited. I was excited. I'm just intelligent. I was just like, no, I'm not going to move in like within a month or two. No, I don't want to have a baby now. I was like, I know I'm beautiful. I'm actually conceited. I was like, I'm beautiful, but wait, hold on now.
The only reason I say that is that I met and married my husband in the same week.
But that's
that
how
I met
he
him.
Was. Well, see, I just thought that wasn't really logical. That's what I'm saying. He was just, like, so excited. He's like, I'm the best thing since sliced bread. And I'm like, wait a minute now.
But that's
that's
not my common sense, okay, to do such a thing. And I'm going to say that I absolutely knew it was for me. And I was married to him for 14 years. And we didn't even know each other, and we got divorced then, but I was with him for 14 years and we didn't know each other at all. It's just totally insane. So I just think, and then there have been other people I've been married before as well, and where I was dating my first husband for over a year and a half before I even got engaged and all that good stuff. So sometimes when you know, anybody listening, when you know, let's just say that. And I think you should just proceed with caution and have a great Christmas. I really do. Okay. Thank you for calling me, and you sound like a great person. Have a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Let me see. This is an interesting number. It's like really long. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, turn that off. Hello?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Hello, 447. Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
I can. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from the UK. I'm calling through Skype. That's why it's a weird number.
Oh, right. I'm looking at this number thinking. Yeah, it's like, are you, no, are you on a speaker?
I am not actually, but because I'm calling from Skype, it's not very clear. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, it's a bit echoey. So what is your question? What's your name and your question?
Yeah, hi. It is similar to the previous callers. There is a girl I have become very close to recently. I know her not more than 3 months. We picked up as really good friends, and we really like each other now. And like you mentioned to the previous caller, when you know, you know. So I feel like it seems like she is the right one for me. So just wanted to ask you guys for your spiritual guidance, anything you get from spirit in terms of how you see things going between us. Her name is Margarita. That helps.
Okay, do you want to go first, Cynthia? Oh, hang on a minute.
Hello.
I think Cynthia's, hang on. Hello, Cynthia?
I'm right here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I was asking the gentleman if he could please repeat his name.
Okay.
Yeah, so the girl's name is Margarita, and my name is Deep.
Deep, okay. And if you would be so kind, if you could possibly close out the web browser temporarily to the radio show so we don't have the feedback. It's really difficult. That
well,
would help
sure,
a lot.
He's got Skype.
I'll go
so ahead.
Well, no, I mean the web browser to the radio show, not Skype, but just the web browser where you're listening to the radio. Yeah, so if you could do that, that will help me a lot. I appreciate it. Okay, regarding Margarita, I see a girl with long dark hair, okay? Don't know if this is going to match the description, and I get a very, very sweet energy about this woman. And she is very, very feminine. And I feel like there's a lot of positive energy around this. And are you currently actively together romantically, or is it leading up to that?
It is leading up to that. She is in a relationship she's not happy with. She's trying to come out of it. But because she has been with that guy for 6 years, she's finding it hard, and she's confused at this point.
Right. Okay. All right. I'm going to have a moment of silence. So give me just a moment. I'm going to check in with Spirit. Okay, I'm getting that there's definitely a potential with you and her. However, I'm also sensing that if at all possible, sometimes men or women, when they're coming out of a soon-to-be former relationship or a recent relationship that is in the recent past, we're sometimes kind of vulnerable, and so we don't really have our head about us, you know, or our heart, where we get kind of confused, like you said. So sometimes we need to be the bigger person, you know, the new person coming in and saying, okay, maybe we should wait a couple weeks or a couple months and get some time for yourself to go on the path of healing for a little bit, because this relationship you've been in her case, for 6 years. So in order for you to really have the fullness or the wholeness of her heart, that would be in your highest good as well as hers, so you can have the most fruitful or prosperous relationship romantically, emotionally, to maybe start out as friends or further the friendship that's currently there. Do you understand this?
Yeah, sure, I did. I do understand that, and I'll make sure I do the due diligence, and so does she, and we won't jump into it straight away. Yeah, I think we are quite
right.
Flexible with that respect.
Yeah, I just feel like, and of course, not that you won't do this, but it's important. Spirit's asking me to say this anyway. So to kind of respect that space and respect her as a woman, and I feel like, wow, that will totally pan out for you down the long haul of this road, and that you'll be able to fully have her instead of just pieces of her, because you don't want to be the kind of guy that's going to be the rebound guy and pick up the pieces. You want her to be able to come to you and be like, okay, now I'm ready. So whatever her timetable is, it could be a couple of months. Everybody's healing process is different. So if you can be patient and hang in there, I don't see anything negative myself around this, is what my spirit guides are showing me. So just continue to hang in there, and I'll say Merry Christmas from the USA, and thank you for calling in from the UK. It's great.
Thank you. Merry Christmas, and
I'm
happy New Year to you.
And you stayed up so late. Yes, you're welcome. You stayed up so late because I know it's the middle of the night there. So that's great.
It is, yes.
So maybe Rosemary has something to add, but I wish you well, and again, I see nothing but positive energy around you.
Yeah, sure.
I'm figuring maybe 3 months for you is what I'm getting.
3 months is when do you think she'll be fully available?
Approximately, yeah.
Thank you.
Depending upon, you know, circumstances and emotions and so forth, because I can change, like we were saying earlier.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'll let Rosemary jump in. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hi, Rosemary.
You're welcome.
Hi, Galen. I'm from the UK. I'm from Exeter. So I know what it is. I know what the time frame is, and I'll tell you story. Is when you catch a plane and you have an enemy sleeping, it's a 5-hour difference. Okay, this is what I want to say. This girl is very sweet, very vulnerable, and has a gentle heart. That's true. She is separating. That's not a lie. She's not leading you on. She's doing this. I'm not sure. It looks like a divorce, but that it might be, you know, sometimes people live together or whatever. So, but it's the same feeling, okay? So she is definitely doing that. The only thing that I'm concerned with, there's some form of disapproval here. So I do not know if it's her mother, your mother, there's some disapproval. That can lead to some kind of problems. Other than that, I feel this is something that will be ongoing. I do think there's some emotional issues to work through with her, because you're the lifeline in a relationship that was bad. So it was easy to fall in love with you because you're gentle, you're sweet, you're attracted to her. You're the lifeline. Do you understand what I mean? But you don't want to be the one to get over the one with, okay? You want to be the one. So there is a little bit of some issues here to work through before. I do think you've got a good 90% chance of ending up with this woman, but I do think that there will be some conflicts down the road, and there may be some partings and coming back together, because there are emotional issues to work through here. Not so much on your part, because you're the rock here, but on her part. So when you get to know somebody really well and then you become the item, then there are things to work through, because you're not going to be compared to the person she was with. And you understand what I'm saying here, okay? So I do think there's some obstacles, but it's not the end of the world here. Whose life is perfect? I wish you the best. I think I think if you want this, you can have it. I really do think. Lock, stock, and barrel. I think you can get it. I do think, I think it's fine, but don't listen to anybody else. If this is what you want and this is who you want, you don't have to listen to anybody. Nobody's disapproval, mother, aunt, grandmother, whoever the hell, they don't sleep with you, okay? So that's what I think.
Thank you. I think the disapproval might be from her mom or from her grandmother, because I am 8 years older to her, elder to her, and I also have a child from a previous relationship, from a previous marriage, so that might be a cause of concern for her parents.
Yeah, I think there is a disapproval, but who cares? Who cares what anybody else is? Happiness is something that you have to grab. Because misery is a long time. But when you're happy or love, that doesn't come along every 5 minutes. Excuse me. So I think, you know, when you're happy, go for it. I have done so a lot in my life, so I'm not the person to ask, you know, I'm in love, should I do it? I go, yeah, sure. I think you should always try because it doesn't come along that often. And I wish you the very best. I hope it's not too cold there. I hope you have a great time in England there for Christmas. So, anyway, best of luck to you. Thanks so much for calling in the show. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you so much. You have a Merry Christmas.
And you as well. Thank you. And a good Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you, too. Thank you. Oh, that was interesting. Yeah, I just thought, oh, wow, this number is really long. So I'm just curious. Like, this is a really long number. And it wasn't a Skype. It usually Skype comes up as the 111, and this didn't come up. This actually came up as a phone number. So that's kind of interesting with the area code. Like, for my area over there, it's 392 or something, and then the phone number. And his was 447, so. Okay. We have 561-767. And I hope my phone is not charging here very well, so I hope I'm going to make it to the end here. Okay. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what is your name?
Ramona.
Hi, Ramona.
How are you?
I'm fine. So what is your question?
When am I moving?
Okay. Okay, so you've been wanting to... Do you want to go first, Cynthia? Are you there, Cynthia?
Yeah, really I'm right here. Okay. Yes. Hi, Ramona. Ramona's one of my clients, Rosemary. So we've spoken. So she's never had a reading with you. So I'd love for her to receive a reading with you.
I'll go first then. Okay. As far as moving, I'm seeing like all things, you know, it's good. All right. I think the reason for you moving is to get away from what doesn't work for you anymore. New life. You know, it's literally...
Right.
You know, when you move, it means like turning over a new leaf for you, leaving behind things that doesn't work for you anymore. So I just want to see when you're going to move, Ramona. I do think, I'm thinking, it's such a weird thing. I really have two dates. I think that you wanted to move by springtime, but you might actually end up by moving at the beginning of the summer. And normally I don't have that. So I don't know if it's just a question of finances or oh, great.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Can you hear me still? Okay, I just want to make sure my phone's on. So I feel some pressure around you, some irritation and some stuff where you just can't win. I'm going to say that when you actually do move, that the money, that you will have the money to pay your bills. You will have it. If you don't have it now, you will have it. So there's a two-month window. There's at least a two-month window of figuring out what you want, what you don't want, for this to work for you, if that makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense. That's what I'm going through now, thinking about it. Yes.
Yeah. So, and you're going to have more choices than you think. You know, sometimes you think we're limited. Like, I can only afford this, so these are the places I'm going to look at. You know, we limit our thoughts. That don't limit, just look at and think, this is what I would like, so we'll see. You know, it's kind of don't limit your you know, in a box to what you want. I do feel, you know, you have really a lot of strength, a lot of energy here, a lot of energy. You're determined, if not virgin on stubborn. Okay.
Right.
So I think nothing is, you will trample somebody in the way. You are going to make a decision and going to stick to it. I just think this decision that you're doing to move has been a long time coming. The choice of wanting to do it was agonizing. It's like, oh, God, should I, you know, it's that kind of thing, okay? But I think once the decision is made up in your mind, and I think it will be if it isn't already, you're going to have a plan, and that's what you're going to do. The escape, it's like an escape. That's what I feel. I feel like you're escaping.
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, you're good. You're going to be fine, Ramona. So you've got a lot of intuitive common sense here. So yes. I want you to really listen to that. I want you to listen to that gut that goes, no, yes, no. I want you to listen to it and be guided by it, because that is the thing that saves us all for the most part. And I think you should listen more than most. Yeah, you're highly intuitive. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're so welcome, and you have a wonderful Merry Christmas.
And you too, and thank you.
Hey, Ramona.
Hi.
I just wanted to jump in real quick. If we have a minute, Rosemary, is that okay?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, real quick. I just wanted to honor, and I know this happens for you and I when we've done readings, but I wanted to honor your mom, and she's around you. She's always around you, and she wanted me to say so again tonight on air. That she's around you, and there's a lot of, I see a lot of strength. And when you do move, I know this sounds kind of basic, and we may have talked about this in the past, but I get a lot of trees around you. So I don't know if they're going to be in the community where you are going to be living, or you're going to be nearby a lot of trees. So I definitely sense it's going to be a really positive thing for you. So just, I know that there are times when sometimes, like, they're showing me the energy where you just want to throw in the towel. Don't. Just keep putting one foot in front of the other, even though there are some days where you feel like, oh, gosh, do I have to move that foot forward? Because you have a lot of energy, a lot of spiritual energy guidance on the other side. And I do agree with Rosemary as well to just trust in that inner guidance that comes through for you. And I also see a lot of candle energy around you. Have you been lighting candles?
I haven't, yes. You're right. Yes,
so, and incense. Good. Okay, so keep up that, because the candle is just a symbol or a tool that gives us kind of a focus and intention. So continue that work, because it's a contributing energy to your spiritual work, and I think it's a really positive thing that you do. And it may seem something, you know, real simple, but hey, any positive energy that's a contributor, go ahead and take it.
Okay.
And I'll be calling you.
All right,
love.
So
you have a merry, merry Christmas. If I don't talk to you before Christmas, I know we'll touch base between now and the new year.
Okay, and you too.
Okay, thanks for calling in.
Right.
It was great to hear from
all
you.
Right. Same here.
Okay, so I know it's sort of late in the day here, but for anybody listening still online here, we're going to have, Cynthia and I are going to have a special, and my phone number is 727-524-1010. My website is going to be down Christmas Eve. I guess you have to do after Christmas, because there was a problem with it, as a customer told me today. It's www.rosemaryfox.com, but you can also get me at chakraart@yahoo.com, chakraart@yahoo.com. The offer is $70 instead of $120 for an hour, and you have to book it by Sunday, and the half an hour is $35 and not $60 for me. So it's the same deal for Cynthia, and she's going to give you her phone number and her information.
I am. Hi. Okay. Yes. And did we mention the deadline for this special? I don't recall.
Sunday, sorry.
You'd have to
book it and pay for it by Sunday, but
okay, terrific. Yes, so we both have the same thing. So my information is, my website is, and again, this information cannot be found on either of our websites, so you do need to call us or email us, or in my case, you're welcome to also text me. And my website is angelicdimensions.net, and that's Angelic Dimensions with an S. I know sometimes that doesn't come through. And my contact cell phone number is 561-281-5304.
Okay, so did you want to do one of your other Christmas quotes? Because we are at the end of the show, and we have actually done more readings than most shows, because we only talked for a very short time here. We started reading from the top of the hour, more or less, in between.
Yeah.
Cynthia and I both wish everybody an amazing Christmas. Be happy, love each other. Make love. That will get you out of being irritable, okay? just jump into bed and do it already. Whatever you want to do, you're going to feel all relaxed and all frilly and everything, and then you won't be all worked up and irritable when you're cooking the Christmas dinner. So that's what I just think of. Be happy, hug everybody, and kiss your animals. Definitely love your animals. I wish I still had mine. And so we wish you all a wonderful and a Merry Christmas. So, Cynthia, just say what you were going to say.
Okay, I have a little a sweet little Christmas quote, and that is, until one feels the spirit of Christmas, there is no Christmas. All else is outward display, so much tinsel and decorations. For it isn't the holly, it isn't the snow. It is the tree, not the firelight's glow. It's the warmth that comes to the hearts of men when the Christmas spirit returns again.
I think that's really, I want to say goodnight, John Boy.
I just kind of wanted to end it on a sweet, sweet light note. So,
because it just sounds like one of those things that, you know, where everybody's sitting around in a log cabin in up north.
Yeah.
Where, you know, that's what it is. It's kind of very kind and sweet. Christmases of long ago that we've forgotten. And I think that people with all the electronics and the bills and the this, we've forgotten what Christmas really is, that it's about hugs and kisses and joy and lights and children playing and children not being bratty, too. You know, who teaches their kids the value of money anymore? They're all pissed off. That's not the doll I wanted. You know, I mean, somewhere along the line, it's all been lost, that there's not appreciation or gratitude. And it's not everybody, of course. But wouldn't it be nice to have the Christmases of yesteryear and to remember to be grateful and thank God for everything, for the food on your table, especially. As I was always reminded forever in my family house that everybody's starving across the other side of the world if I didn't finish my dinner. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I agree.
That a million times. There are starving children in Africa. I think I heard that so much growing up. So be great, be happy, and we love you all. And it's been a pleasure having you, Cynthia. Cynthia is a great psychic medium. And the thing is that, you know, you're having, you know, a bit of something on a radio. You know, maybe next year you should book a reading or even take advantage of the special, because even though we do this, of course we like to have business from it, but it's not the same as having a reading, an in-person reading, because then you're going to get so much more and maybe more answers to something that we can only outline on a radio show. And so I guess, no, I won't be seeing you next year. It'll still be the 29th next week. So I have Spirit Talk with Pat Rivers on Tuesday, and I have this show again, The Third Eye, on next Wednesday from 7 until 8:30, and Spirit Talk is from 8 until 9:30. So until then, God bless, and have a wonderful Christmas. All right,
thank you, everybody, and thank you for having me on the show. Thank you, and may the spirit of Christmas follow everyone. And if you can, share your blessings financially. If not financially, then emotionally. So bright blessings to all. Merry Christmas.
Okay, and God bless everybody. Have a wonderful day, and don't fall out with anybody on Christmas Day. And light your candles. The full moon as well on Christmas Day. Light candles. All right.
Uh-huh.
Good night.
All right. Good night.
Good night.